going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
AccuWeather says enjoy these next few days while you can, because the heat we got earlier in the week will make a return visit starting around Monday. Let's get to the Weather Center now. Meteorologist Brian Thompson with the weekend forecast. Brian?
Even the weekend going to be a little bit warmer than what we've been seeing the past couple of days, Larry, which has, of course, been a big change from what we saw early in the week. And we will see temperatures tomorrow getting back up into the 80s. So feeling a little bit more like summer again. The humidity is going to be higher after what's been a day today that has featured very low humidity. Best chance for rain this weekend will be later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. We could have some strong thunderstorms that may produce some damaging wind gusts and some flooding downpours. Sunday, though, looks mainly dry. Weather looks pretty good for the Pride March. It will be very warm, but the humidity is going to be lower, and we'll have quite a bit of sun and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Larry?
Brian, the NYPD, speaking of the Pride March, gearing up to watch over the annual parade this weekend through the city, but while they stand guard, they can't put their color guard in the parade. That's because for another year, they've been banned by the parade's organizing committee. The committee issued a statement a little while ago saying it's not so much the uniform, but the guns, which represent something they're against. Meantime, the city's top cop says it's time to move on. Here's Mac Rosenberg tonight.
In conversations with parade organizers, Brian Downey of the Gay Officers Action League says they were told their visibility makes people uncomfortable. He says this is about exclusion.
The ones being asked to stay out of sight are us, the gay, the trans, the queer, and our allied officers who have risked everything to serve both this city and this community.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch can't believe it.
So many of our goal members are just as proud about being a cop as they are about being LGBTQ+.
She calls the decision deeply offensive. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, down at the Diddy trial, the defense is giving its closing arguments today.
An animated Mark Agnifilo strode back and forth before the jury, just glancing at notes as he tried to disassemble the federal case against Sean Diddy Combs. He called it a tale of two trials, what prosecutors want you to believe and what's there and not there. He says of the relationships with former girlfriends who accused Diddy of abuse and coercion, this was their private sex life about love and money. Noting that Cassie Ventura collected $20 million in a civil settlement. More members of the public have come to court with overflow rooms at capacity watching a live stream. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Again, that case is expected to go to a jury early next week. Big boost to bus service coming next week also. Governor Hochul and the MTA say thanks to congestion pricing. They say buses are moving faster and more people are opting for public transit, so it only makes sense to add more service. 14 local routes in Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Staten Island will see more frequent buses as the MTA targets areas where there's no easy access to the subways and where bus ridership is highest. Service has already been boosted on 8 key express routes heading into Midtown. Out of nowhere, a street on Long Island found itself flooded from a water main break, and now residents cleaning up the mess.
It looked like a river.
Bags with items destroyed are now in front of the houses here on Lida Court after a water main break had residents running out of their homes feeling helpless.
Looked like mud brought.
Yeah, it was mud. I mean, they were digging up dirt and stuff, so there was dirt all over the road. I don't know if that's why it was looked brown, but I mean, it was just shooting out.
Their rock driveway so damaged, her son cannot park his car there.
Because I'll just sink and I'll hit the ground.
And the water then gushed into the backyard of the street behind their house, into this man's shed.
Shed smells pretty bad.
They're working with the insurance company to fix up their properties. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nesconset, Long Island.
The owners of a Queen-based construction company facing federal charges today for allegedly defrauding the city to the tune of $13.5 million, all related to repairs that were done at public schools. Prosecutors say Dallop and Gurnemal Singh falsified payroll records to the Department of Education about how much they paid their workers at Temco Construction so they could pocket the extra cash, it says here. They're accused of lying about using undocumented workers and then underpaying them and depriving them of benefits. It allegedly went on for more than 7 years, both men facing up to 20 years now in prison. Oh, she's going to be famous. The Staten Island teacher just became the reigning Jeopardy champion following a big win on last night's episode. Did you see it? Yeah, it came down to Final Jeopardy with the category 20th Century Figures. The clue? Ironic, in light of her name, she was remembered in a eulogy as the most hunted person of the modern age. I could have gotten that. Monsignor Farrell High School's Rocco Graziano made a real smart wager on this stumper to come out on top.
And Rocco Graziano had the lead with 17,200. His response? Didn't come up with one. No, if being hunted made you think of the goddess of the hunt, you might have thought of Diana. Diana, Princess of Wales, famously hunted in so many ways. What did you wager, Rocco? Nothing at all. You still have $17,200. Congratulations to our new Jeopardy champion.
Woo-hoo! You go, Rocco. Neither of the other contestants got that one either, by the way. So, hey, we got a star in our midst. A swimmer at Jones Beach said she was bitten by something in the water the other day. Now state officials say they're pretty sure it was a small shark. The 20-year-old woman was in waist-deep water at the Central Mall beachfront on Wednesday. She reported the bite, but she wasn't sure what animal it came from. Well, today we're getting word from the regional director of New York State Parks, George Gorman, on what might have caused it.
At first, we weren't sure what the bite was on site. We referred it to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and their marine biologists. In all likelihood, it was a sand tiger shark, a juvenile sand tiger shark. So it was a smaller fish that bit her.
Well, where there are juveniles, the parents might be nearby. So, She was treated for minor cuts to her foot and leg. She's expected to be okay. Swimming was immediately suspended, and officials sent up drones to kind of, survey the area. They didn't find anything. Park police, lifeguards, and staff are all on high alert, though, and they're continuing proactive patrols. Sorry, G-Train riders, get ready for some more disruptions in the coming weeks. Yep, the MTA says it's planning to do signal modernization work on the G-Line and it'll impact service on certain weeknights and weekends for about a month. Starting it on July the 14th, that'll mean no trains between Court Square and Bedford-Nostin Avenues during the selected dates and times. The MTA says it'll run shuttle bus service between those stations. Those disruptions, by the way, expected to last until at least August 18th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.